You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on, Rockies fans. Welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 26th day of October. I'm Paul Holden, your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you so much for making us your first listen of the day. We are free and streaming on all your favorite streaming services. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. All right, on today's show, we're going to talk about Steve Foster retiring. We're going to get a World Series preview and discuss that from our Locked On MLB insiders. Should we be worried about the Rockies and the amount of pitching coach turnover that we have seen this year? But folks, that's where we're going to start. We're going to start with Steve Foster. He retires yesterday, and something that I did not expect. I did not see coming. I thought Steve Foster was not a coach that was going to be in any particular place to be leaving the club. But it turns out that he wants to spend more time with his family. This was first reported by The Athletic. This is a crazy one. This is something that kind of caught me off guard, but anyway, let's go over here to the Denver Post here. We got Patrick Saunders. Change continues toward the Rockies. Major league sources confirmed Monday night that bullpen coach Daryl Scott has been promoted to the main pitching coach. He replaces Steve Foster, who's stepping down to spend more time with his family. Again, this was first reported last night by The Athletic. The thing that I get worried about in something like this. Also, shout out to Nick there, by the way, Nick Roque, for covering this breaking news last night. It's something very interesting because Steve Foster has been a part of the club for a long time, as Nick mentions here in his piece as well. Second longest tenured coach in the club's history. So been there for a while. He wants to do the family thing, but I don't want to just sit there and say, is that a cover or something like that? But it does make me worry. The Rockies have seen an incredible amount of turnover. And while I we have to embrace that, as so much of the time that I have called for change, I've said we need change multiple times on the show. So you can't not have, you can't sit here and say, oh, how are you going to bring in change and how are you going to bring in a new perspective and a new mindset for this team if you're not going to embrace change like this? It just worries me when it's from the pitching side, where we've seen two members of the pitching side leave now. That's what worries me, because the pitching was something that was pretty darn good, especially in terms of the starting pitching. And Foster played a pretty big role in getting our favorite starting rotation here to where it is. But let's dive back in here to the Denver Post here. Scott, 53, and that this is talking about Daryl Scott, the bullpen coach that is promoted to the main pitching coach, served the last two seasons as the Rockies' bullpen coach. In the 3 years prior to the job, Scott was Colorado's minor league pitching coordinator. Foster had been Colorado's pitching coach since 2015. So, you know, that is a prime example of that, of right where getting those starters when we had them, sharpening them up a little bit and helping them make those really great runs that we saw when the Rockies were competitive and led by some really strong and really stellar pitching performances. Back to here, Denver Post. Last week, Mark Wiley, 73, announced he was planning to return as the Rockies' director of pitching operations. It's a job that monitors pitching throughout the organization. A source said that there's a chance that Foster might replace Wiley in that role. In late April, general manager Jeff Breidich resigned, and then later assistant GM Zach Wilson and John Wheel also left the organization. On October 2nd, Bill Schmitz, Colorado's longtime head of scout, was named the fourth GM in franchise history. After Breidich's resignation, Schmitz has served as the interim GM. Foster took over a pitching staff that was one of the worst in the majors and one that posted a 5.04 in ERA in 2015. But when manager Bud Black came on board in 2017, Foster and Black made a concentrated effort to make pitching a team strength rather than an annual weakness. And yeah, you know, combined with the you know, the history, the mindset, the abilities of the one and only Buddy Black, pitching did become a strength for the Rockies, and they really were able to develop some strong pitchers there, and through the competitive windows had strong pitchers throughout all aspects of the game, starters into the bullpen. Not always the best there in the bullpen, but there were good closers for a couple of years, and there were much improvements due to Foster and Bud Black. So he will be missed by this club. In 2018, back to the Denver Post here, when the Rockies made the playoffs for the second year in a row, the first time that it ever happened, the starting rotation posted a 4.17 ERA, the second best in franchise history, behind the 4.10 ERA posted by the 2009 rotation. Under the tutelage of Foster and Black, right-handers Ramon Marquez, John Gray, and Antonio Senzatella, along with lefty Kyle Freeland, formed one of the best starting cores in franchise history. Yeah, so, I mean, you can read, there's more here that you can dive into this piece, but yeah, it is more shakeups for the Rockies. We'll probably learn more about this to see, but, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to this, with covering the team and following the team and how many things have happened with the Rockies and people leaving, yes, we can look deep into this, but we could also just see it as, yeah, Foster just, you know, he's been there since 2015. He's able to get this. He got the staff and worked with Buddy Black to get a pitching staff and a pitching mindset in Colorado that was much better than when he took over or when he first took over. So it's not all that crazy to think also that Foster just kind of looked at his life and wanted to change, especially, you know, baseball and family time, it's a very, very tough one. Baseball, as it is with all athletes, but baseball especially, it's so long, it's so time-consuming, it's so much travel. It's hard to do all the family stuff that you really want to do. So, you know, best of luck going forward there with Steve Foster. Maybe we'll see him in some, you know, another role with the club. Probably, you know, a less travel-heavy, less, you know, right on the field, dealing with the players in the game itself every day type of role. But, you know, at the end of the day, if it's about spending time with the family, that's important, and that's, you know, bigger than baseball as well. But Rockies, you know, are, again, lots of turnover. There's a lot of things in the front office and behind the scenes that have happened with the club this year, and it's something that we are going to have to keep our eyes on. And let's dive in a little bit more here to something I saw on Twitter that might be interesting. But first, I got to tell you about our friends at Rock Auto. Stop wasting your time. Don't be going to the stores anymore, the box stores, the auto stores, and having some guy or gal just sit there and open up the computer that you can do all on your own. They're just looking on websites. They're just looking at what they have, their little stock website. Why not go see the place that has everything you could possibly need for your car or truck, all from the comfort of your home or in the convenience of your mobile device in your pocket? You got access to rockauto.com. Check it out. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30%, 50%, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could need. Like I told you, I'm telling you, you don't need to waste that time. Brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore the easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right Locked On in there, How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. All right, folks, one thing that I saw that would be interesting on the interwebs was Scott Oberg and him potentially playing a role with the club. And I think that's something that we could keep our eyes at. And I can't remember who I saw this on Twitter, so this was not an original idea. I saw this from Twitter. But, you know, Scott Oberg, as much as we can that is a story. That's a what-if for maybe the offseason, is what if Scott Oberg was able to pitch this year. Boy, he was good. And he seems like a great guy, and he loves this organization. He loves being involved with the game of baseball. So having him stay involved with the pitching staff and maybe on the lower level is a great idea, especially if he can help develop some of the minor league arms and kind of relate his story and what he's done. And, again, it's nice to be able to talk to people that know have in-game experience, I feel, for these younger players to kind of go through, break down what it is actually like pitching at a place that has so much notorious information and data and, you know, I don't know, all the stuff that they say about Coors Field. I think having that resource, having that player that you can turn to, someone like Scott Oberg, you really can see and understand the game a little bit better. You can kind of come in a little bit more prepared and a little bit more as prepared as you can put a couple more tools in your tool belt, maybe, or just a little bit of you know, tools of understanding, a little bit of tools of mindset, just so you have a little bit more confidence when you do eventually make it up to the big league level. And you know, Scott has had to battle through so much and in terms of staying on the field and the health and all that stuff. I think having someone that could really relate to the challenges that so many have to face and the challenges of getting back up into the majors, I think he does bring a lot of value to that. And there was an article, I think, released about Scott Oberg not too long ago as well. But every time I read about Scott Oberg, every time I hear about Scott Oberg, it just kind of breaks my heart a little bit, because it just seems like he's such a nice and genuine guy that really just has a love and a passion for the game. And for him not be able to get out there and help this club that he made an impact for and wanted to continue to make an impact for, it's a bummer. But I hope the Rockies, and I think the Rockies have seen the value of Scott Oberg, and they support him through all of this, as they are very loyal and supportive of their players. You know, especially when they kind of, even if they aren't able to take the field all that much. So finding a role for Scott Oberg could be something like that. It could be a really, really interesting and fun way for the Rockies to keep Scott involved. And I just think there is that value. There's that value in conversation. You'll never get the same experience as getting up there and actually pitching, sure. But I think it is nice when the Rockies do have people that kind of can help shift through all of the stuff that you hear about the Rockies, Coors Field, everything. When you have that, you know, when you listen to podcasts like this all the time or whatever, or you just hear what the media or other people say about the Colorado Rockies or about playing in Coors Field, it's something there's value to that. There's value to having someone to help clear the smoke a little bit, to help you kind of see a little bit more, to get a better understanding of what the game is and how the game is played, and just kind of bring a little confidence too, because it, you know, there's so much. Not only is it a daunting experience about you know, becoming a major leaguer and getting up to that level, it's probably a little more daunting when you have to step up into a place that has such a hitter-friendly ballpark and so much around it. But the Rockies seem like they got great clubhouse presence there, and they and Oberg seemed like a great guy to have around in the clubhouse, so to keep him involved and have him do some stuff in terms of, you know, working with pitchers, younger pitchers here at the major league level as they come up, or getting into the minors to help some of the younger Rockies pitchers, I would be all for that. So there's a little something I saw, thing that I kind of thought about. Let's dive into the World Series here a little bit. We're going to hear from our Locked On MLB insiders, and they're going to talk about some stuff that we see for the World Series and all sorts of good stuff. It's a nice, great preview, and you can get a deeper dive and a deeper understanding of the two clubs, which will help you. But some of the things that I'm watching for and looking for in this series is how can Atlanta battle back? Battle back in the case that the Astros offense comes alive, in the case that the Astros really start hitting the ball as well as they possibly can. It's something that, you know, I was curious about in terms of them taking on the Dodgers, and clearly they were able to do it. Now, the big thing, the big benefit that the Braves no longer have is that home field advantage. They have to go out on the road and do it on the road. Now, they didn't have the benefit of being able to hit that you know, that bottom of the ninth and be able to come up big and do it as much as they did in the championship series. The Astros are going to be really, really good. They are without a big arm, though. I think Lance is going to be out there. McCullers Jr. will not pitch in the World Series due to after he got injured there in the divisional series. So that's a big question mark for the Astros. But man, when you look at it on paper, it's another example of the Astros being the better team. But the Braves have defied the odds. They've played really well to get here. They beat the Dodgers. They beat some really good teams to get here. So, you know, and they really had that great trade deadline. So let's hear more. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to dive into our Locked On MLB insiders. Gordon Beckham, he's going to join the show. He's going to tell us a little bit about what's that. We'll talk a little bit about that. But first, let me tell you a little bit about our sponsors, Bet Online. And again, thank you so much for making us your first listen of the day. Bet Online is back and better than ever with a new web interface for the start of basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Don't forget, you can also bet on the World Series there at BetOnline. And I got the perfect deal for you just in time for the start of basketball season and the World Series. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at BetOnline. Don't forget to use that promo code. That's how you get that bonus from baseball, basketball, football, and NHL, boxing, and UFC right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season, like using that promo code Locked On for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, here we go. Let's hear from our Locked On MLB insiders. Let's get the inside scoop on what is going on the World Series. Little World Series preview talk right now from the Locked On Podcast Network.
I'm Kanani Stevens with another Locked On MLB Insider Report, joined here by Gordon Beckham, our MLB Insider. The World Series stage is set. It's going to be Houston Astros and the Atlanta Braves, obviously some of the two hottest teams. They've made it to this point to make it to the World Series, but the Astros seem like they're here quite often. I think what we mentioned, their third appearance in 5 years in the World Series. So are you surprised that they made it back to this point, Gordon?
No, I think they're a really good team. I mean, they're super talented. Obviously, they have kind of a checkered past with everything that's gone on over the last 5 years. But the fact that they're back there this year just shows how good they are, right? I mean, they're easily the best offensive team I think I saw most of the year. I mean, like, they were just really, really good. I actually called the White Sox-Houston games in the middle of the season when the White Sox were a pretty good team and Houston just buried them. So their offense is really, really good, and their bullpen's been great. I mean, they've been relying on that because their starters have kind of struggled in a lot of ways. So they're a hot team. Both teams are hot right now. I think that when you get to the World Series, you don't really have somebody that sneaks by. I mean, Atlanta had to play Milwaukee and then the Dodgers, and I mean, the Dodgers were playing really well. They beat the best team in the regular season, the Giants, and then got to the Braves. And I think they kind of ran out of gas. But the Braves look good. They're trending in the right direction. This is going to be a great World Series. I think it's anybody's game. It just a matter, you know, just the small things are really going to add up and matter in the series, as they always do when it's on the line.
We can't take much away from Atlanta. Obviously, they're in the playoffs almost every year, it feels like, as well. Obviously, to make the World Series, that's a big jump for them. But is this going to be something where experience plays a big role for the Astros because they've been here so much? Or is this something where, you know, the Braves are really hot and to have gotten to this point, they might continue rolling that way?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do think that there might be some World Series jitters by the Braves, but I think at the end of the day, they're finding a way to get big hits in big situations, and I think that's going to continue. They just finished their series against the Dodgers, you know, and they're a little bit they're coming off the field a little bit later than the Astros did, and so the Astros had this kind of layoff. Sometimes I don't think this will happen, but you can get away from the game and you just kind of lose a little bit of the feel when you have days off. So it might take them a minute or two to get going, and I think that for the Braves to really take this series, I think they're going to need to jump out to a hot start, get going early against this starting staff for the Astros, which is, you know, banged up and struggled a little bit. So the Braves have everything in their favor that if they can come out and their bats can do the talking, because their pitching staff is really, really good, and they're lined up. They have Charlie Morton going in game one. So the Braves have got a great chance to do this. Like I said, it'll be interesting to see if the layoff for the Astros gets them off to a little bit of a rusty start. And if the Braves can take advantage of that, if that does happen, they'll be in a driver's seat going back to Atlanta in game 3, 4, and 5.
I think with those layoffs and for longer for some teams than others, you know, it's a lot going to come down to management style. When you look at this, Dusty Baker, obviously he's been around forever and a day with a newer team this time around. But how do you kind of see these two managers dealing with their teams facing off against each other?
Well, it's always fluid. I mean, you just have to basically manage the way your team's playing. And obviously they can't play, you know, I mean, the Dusty Baker has no really say on how they start out, but he's got to be able to adjust for if the offense is there, if the starting pitching is going a little bit deeper, maybe than they did in the ALCS, maybe they stick with them a little bit longer. But it's just a game of feel, right? I mean, it doesn't always have to be A plus B equals C. I mean, there's just different ways to get there. I think Dusty Baker's been doing it a long time. I know he wants this World Series, but Brian Snicker with Atlanta has been around just as long as Dusty. I mean, not as long as a head coach. I mean, excuse me, head coach, manager. But at the end of the day, like he has been tried and true. And an interesting thing too is Brian Snicker's son is the assistant hitting coach for the Astros. So it's going to be kind of a nice little father son, you know, matchup in the World Series. But both these managers really have the respect of their players, and both are, you know, really highly regarded. So they don't seem to make a lot of mistakes when it comes to X's and O's of the game. I mean, they generally bring in the right people at the right time, and it's just on them to go with their gut and both of these managers do. I mean, I'm sure they look at the analytics, but a lot of what they do is based on their gut instinct, and it's proven to be pretty good so far.
I think those are all valid points. Of course, you know, you really have to go with it, especially in the postseason when anything can happen. So let's play a little game. For Houston, if they're going to win this series, what do you feel that they really need to focus on?
Well, I think that starting pitching is huge, and their bats. I mean, obviously this, you know, there's only so many things you can pick from, but their starting pitching has struggled and their bullpen has been super taxed. So even though they've had 3 days off, those innings add up. I mean, these are the last two guys standing, Braves and Astros. And when you've had bullpens that are being used like a lot over the first two series, that adds up. And sometimes those guys can't close that out. So for them to win, the starting pitching has to go deeper in the games. And then their offense has to continue doing what it's been doing most of the year.
Okay. Now on the reverse, what do you think Atlanta really needs to focus on for them to be successful and, you know, get through here with a championship?
It's starting pitching. It's starting pitching for me. If the Braves pitching staff shows up and are effective like they have been and keep numbers down on the other side, keep runs to a minimum, I think that the Braves are going to be tough to beat, because the bread and butter for the Astros is their offense. If they don't score runs, I mean, they're while their staff has done fine, their starting pitching struggles, and then they have to give it to their bullpen that's already taxed. So I really think the key to the Braves is starting pitching, their starting staff. If they can go deep into games, give their bullpen a chance, because some of those guys in the bullpen for the Braves have been lights out. I mean, Tyler Matzek has had one of the most amazing postseasons you can find for a reliever, and Will Smith to close it out has been very good as well. So if they can pitch, if they can get deeper into games, I think that they're going to get enough hits to win this series.
I have to agree with you. I think if these are close one run games, you got to go with the Braves on that front. Do you have an official prediction for us? Who do you think is going to win?
I haven't even thought about it, so this is coming out of left field exactly in my brain, which is generally out to left field. But I would say – I'm going to say the Braves in six. I mean, I think that they're trending in the right way. I think that they're doing a lot of things right. There's something special about this team. I've been able to watch them a little bit more than the Astros this year, but they have – ever since the All-Star break, when they got Eddie Rosario and they got Soler and they got Peterson, I mean, their lineup just changed, and they're – pitching staff continue to do the same thing that they were doing, which is being solid, and they've even gotten better. So I just think they're trending in the right direction. I think that the fact that there's question marks on Houston's starting staff and also, you know, in the bullpen being taxed, I think that this series lines up really well for the Braves if they can get out to a hot start.
there you have it. I think I would maybe go with Houston just because of veteran experience, but obviously you're the professional. So if people are betting, please go with Gordon's opinion. Mine is
please don't. I'm a I always lose. So go, right. Go with guys.
All right, maybe flip a coin, guys. We really don't know what's going on here. That's our Locked On Insider Report for the preview of the World Series. Of course, if you guys need any more information, check out Locked On Astros or Locked On Braves for more details on your teams.
Always great hearing from Gordon, and I love hearing new voices there too as well. So shout out to our Locked On MLB insiders there for breaking it all down for us. And yeah, that hot start's going to be crucial. If Atlanta can win a game, if they can, especially if they can take this crucial game one tonight, that's going to be a nice momentum booster and a really, really great sign. I'm sure there's a stat out there about what happens when the team wins the first game of the World Series and things like that. But that is going to be key. You got to be able to take advantage of, you know, obviously it is. But if you can get that elusive, that really tough road win early in the series, that just makes you, it just takes so much relief. It takes so much weight off of you going forward and moving through the series. Early road wins are one of the most important things, I think, when it comes to playoff series. So Atlanta definitely has to be coming out hot. They have to be ready to go. They're going to have to take that momentum that they've captured. But both of these teams played a real tough championship series to get here. Both of these teams are ready to go. It's going to be an absolute slugfest, I think, of some great baseball coming up here in the World Series. If only the Rockies were playing. One day, folks, one day we will get there again. But until next time, folks, this has been Paul Holden. Thank you so much for joining us for Locked On Rockies today. We are going to wrap things up. We will be back in action with more Rockies baseball talk tomorrow, of course, right here on Locked On Rockies. Thank you so much for making us your first listen of the day. Now go make your second listen, Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Ram Layton is a prospect encyclopedia, and he's going to be going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It's free and available on all platforms. Go check it out. Follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies. Follow me at Paul Holden 33. And until next time, I'm Paul Holden signing off.